This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
You are a star. And that audience deserves to see you shine.
True Boss Talk, the podcast for the people. This is This Week in Music, hosted by True Hefe, the True Boss. Wow. Big week in music, man. The dust still hasn't settled on the grave of R. Kelly. You know, when you bury somebody and they put them last pats of the shovel on the ground, like making sure it's neat, you know what I mean, before they put the tombstone down. Just when you think you walk away and the arm busts out the ground like a sci-fi movie or something, horror flip, R. Kelly's arm busts out the dirt. So reports is going around, R. Kelly's lawyer, who has a great track record. If you don't know, she was the lawyer that got Bill Cosby out of jail when everybody thought Bill was gonna go down and he was locked up. She got him out. She's already stating, I gotta get her name again. One of y'all give me her name, and we got a post about her. But she's like one of the ones that gets into technicalities. Excuse me. She listens to the case and finds all the weak spots with the prosecutor that the judge let go through in the trial. And when you're doing the, what's that case? Appeal case? It's different than the actual trial. And they're going to be breaking down a lot of stuff in that case that probably shouldn't have been presented. So, she got a good rate, man. They think R. Kelly going to be home by Christmas. They think he going to be home by Christmas. One of the biggest cases against him was the racketeering case. And saying he had a criminal empire of doing what he was doing with these women, and that was false. You can't just make huge statements out of your mouth like that without proof. That's one of the biggest reasons he got found guilty. So she's trying to eliminate that right there. And if they do, it's a good chance R. Kelly will be free this upcoming year, or right before, as we said, Christmas. It's crazy, because a lot of R. Kelly's celebrity friends turned their back on him, is reported. Chance the Rapper, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Mariah Carey even went far enough that they did a song together. She took it off iTunes and everything. So they didn't want nothing to do with this guy. And it's crazy, this guy's gonna come home. And yeah, he's gonna come home, because his team is saying a lot of them shitted on R. Kelly because they never made it as a star, never made it as an inspiring artist. So they all just kind of just, you know, went in against Kelly. One thing about the legal system is definitely a lot of loopholes in there, so it's definitely not over yet. We're going to be tracking this event and see how it comes about. But I know it's definitely going to be a movie. They're going to be fighting over them rights. It's going to be a big deal. In other news, Jim Jones celebrated his birthday, number 46. Happy birthday to Jim Jones. In the hip-hop world, as we get older, it used to be a slight on the artist. When the artist gets to age 30, it was almost like a graveyard. Artists would fall off, record labels would drop them. They feel like, you know, people won't care about them no more. Rock and roll, they got a guy. They got plenty of fucking guys. These niggas 80 years old, 70 years old, 60 years old, still doing music, still rocking out, selling out merchandise, selling out arenas. And their fans love them. This is a new thing in hip hop. You know, with Jim remaining relevant, remaining, I say, as big as he ever been musically. And it's a good thing, man. He had a Fabulous at his birthday party, Mike Epps, Mary J. Blige. It was a private resort, but it looked like everybody had a good time. Jewel Santana, they got some new products they got coming out. So it's good to see, you know, guys get together. Fat Joe, if I didn't mention him, you know, met Fat Joe years back in Lang City, so wanted to give him a shout out. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man, to see, you know, people get celebrated for life, man. You know, hip-hop, we always celebrate the dark side of it, the murders, the deaths, and something bad happening. It's great to celebrate something good, you know, so shout out to him. And we want to keep that trend going. We don't want to, you know, make this to be his only one. You know, his other great artists did stuff, and we want to salute them, man. We want to give them their flowers while they're here, you know. This true boss talk. You already know how we do it. Smash that like button. Make sure you share if you like this podcast. We on the top podcast sites on the internet. It's a lot of them. People pick us up every day, new companies, so I don't even know where exactly. I just know iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music, some of the big ones, Anchor.com, they're affiliated with Spotify, you know, all the people overseas rocking with us, I see the numbers. And we're going to continue to hit y'all with great content. It's True Boss Talk. I'm True Hefe, the host, 100.
Me, your greatest creation, bringing you what you've always wanted, power beyond your wildest dreams. And it's only the beginning.